Random House Audio presents The Annotated Sword of Shannara, 35th Anniversary Edition, by Terry Brooks. Read for you by Scott Brick, with a new introduction and 35th Anniversary annotations, read by the author.
Introduction by Terry Brooks, Summer 2012. I don't want to pretend it isn't difficult to find something to say about this book. It has been 35 years since it was first published, and pretty much everything I have to say about it has already been said in one place or another. I guess I could tell you that the book might not have been written at all if I hadn't gone to law school. But I did go. I didn't have a better life plan, and I believed all the people who told me that having a law degree is useful, even if you never practice law. I also believed that if I didn't continue my education in some way or other, I would have to go to work in the real world, and a degree in English literature wasn't likely to open too many doors. Oh, I could maybe teach, but then again, I maybe couldn't. Besides, I didn't want to teach. I wanted to write. If I wanted to write, I had to find something to do to support myself while waiting for lightning to strike. So I went to law school with the blessing and financial support of my parents, and I spent the first year wishing I had made a different choice, because I absolutely hated law school. In fact, I hated it so much I told my parents at the end of that year that I was dropping out. Being parents, they suggested I not be so hasty. Maybe I should give it another year. Maybe things would get better. They didn't think it was a good idea for me to quit, and they were willing to support my further education if I was willing to go back. So back I went, determined not to disappoint them. Knowing that I had to find something to do to balance the arid landscape of studying case law, do not ask, I decided to write another book. Another complete book, that is. I had written lots